Good morning. It's the Cost Coast 106.3 Triple M with Moffy for breakfast with Jeff King Motors. Well, a big announcement yesterday when it comes to our seafood industry. And joining us on the phone this morning, the member for Coffs Harbour, Gurmesh Singh. Good morning, Gurmesh.
Morning, Moffy. How are you?
Very well. Look, we had the Minister for Agriculture in town yesterday, Adam Marshall, and a great announcement for our region with a focus on the seafood industry.
That's right. So we've got the Professional Fishermen's Association here in Coffs Harbour, and they're the peak industry body for fishing all up and down the coast in New South Wales. And it's a great announcement for them to really showcase the fishing industry out to the wider community, and especially to younger people as well. They get to learn where their food comes from.
And look, I mean, there are a few people taking the mickey out of it yesterday about, you know, oh, everyone knows where their food comes from. Well, it's more about, you know, the origins of it and how it develops and stuff like that, isn't it?
Oh, it's how it's caught, how it's processed, but also around the seasonality of fish as well, what different fish varieties are available at different times of the year, so that people can understand what will be fresher than other types of fish as well.
And because we've got such a great array of local seafood on the Coffs Coast too, don't we?
Oh, look, absolutely we do. But having said that, you know, a vast majority of the seafood that's consumed in New South Wales is imported.
Mm.
So, you know, the more we can get people understanding what it means to eat local and what it means to support their local fishing industry, then, you know, I think that can only be good for this area.
Well, I don't know about you, but if I go to, you know, some of the supermarkets, and I was standing there actually at one of them the other day looking at the seafood cabinet, and I struggle to find fresh Australian seafood. And I think, you know, if the more focus we have on Australian seafood and have people buying Australian seafood, the more we're going to get, I think.
Look, and that's Australian food in general. I mean, I think we always need to support our farmers, and that's what fishing, you know, fishermen are. They are farmers, especially off the sea. So, you know, we really need to get some of that focus on buying local and buying fresh.
Yeah, exactly. Now, mate, Anzac Day, of course, tomorrow, but before that, we've got the 725 Squadron from Nowra at HMAS Albatross with their Freedom of Entry Parade. This is going to be exciting today. It all steps off from 11.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fantastic to watch. I'll be down there as well. And, you know, I'd encourage anyone who wants school holidays at the moment, bring the kids down, and there'll be a flyover and then a march, and then they'll be exercising their freedom of entry into the city.
Well, we spoke to the commanding officer, Ivor McMahon, earlier from the TS Vendetta Cadets, and that's what he was saying. You know, you've got your flyover, you've got the Navy band up here as well. They're going to be performing, which is a very rare thing to happen, and we're very lucky to have that here today.
Absolutely, today, and my understanding is I'll be leading the march tomorrow as well at the main service in Coffs Harbour.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, it's a very, very important day for Australia, Anzac Day, and it's great to have the Navy getting so highly involved in this area with us.
Now, on Anzac Day, of course, your first Anzac Day as the local member, and we're going to be broadcasting live from the Dawn Service in Coffs Harbour tomorrow morning. You're heading to the Woolgoolga Dawn Service?
Yeah, I'll be going to the Woolgoolga Dawn service and then the main service at Coffs Harbour and then the main service later in the day in Sawtell. So I'm going to try and get to all three places.
Lovely stuff. Well, mate,
Moppy, can I just give one little plug on Anzac Day? I know a lot of people, you know, you get taught the history of Anzac Day in school, but there's one particular podcast that I'd really encourage everybody to download and listen to.
Yeah.
It's called Hardcore History.
Okay.
And it has a six-part series on World War One that really, I guess, opens up your eyes to what the reality of World War One was. I think there's 6 4-hour long podcasts. So fantastic if you love driving and you love listening to podcasts. But it really is. It's one of the best ever series I've ever heard on World War One, and it goes all the way through from, you know, the setup of the war all the way through until the Treaty of Versailles. So it's a fantastic bit of listening, and it's free.
Lovely stuff. Hey, Gurmesh, all the best, mate. We'll have a chat later on down there at the 725 Squadron Freedom of Entry.
Sounds good. Thanks, Moffy.
Gurmesh Singh, the member for Coffs Harbour, joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.